Sean and Sung come to the cathedral not just to be ordained by the bishop, but to be sent out by the Lord. Now, Jesus has been with Sean and Sung throughout their life, even before they were able to recognize his presence. And since faith took root in their life, they have been with him. Jesus never leaves the Father when he comes to us in the incarnation. And he never leaves us when he returns to the Father in the ascension. When we come to the Father, we find Jesus. And when we come to Jesus, we find the Father. So too with you, Sean and Sung. When the people come looking for Jesus, may they find you. And when they come looking for you, may they find Jesus. In connecting with that God, we are able as priests to connect with God's people. In the letter to the Galatians, St. Paul says that God was pleased to reveal his Son in me. Every attempt to silence Paul or to stop him only gave greater impetus to his mission. God revealed his Son not just through Paul, but in Paul. Now, the same is true of Sung and Sean. They are to be the revelation with all their wounds and weaknesses, so that God reveals his Son not just through them, but in them. This is what it will mean for them to be men of God. It's also what will make them truly men of God's people. Then they will follow in the footsteps of St. Anthony of Padua. St. Anthony was very much a man of God, radically conformed to Christ, but he also knew how to touch the hearts of the people, reach deep into their soul. He knew how to connect. If Sean and Sung really can follow in the footsteps of the saint, then through the years, their priestly ministry will prove a great gift to the church and to the world. And thanksgiving will, as St. Paul says, overflow to the glory of God. Amen.